I'm sorry, who'd you say you were?
I am your host, Rich Gerard. Thanks for tuning in.
Here's Richard.
Good morning, Manchester, and to those of you in surrounding towns, welcome to Hour 3 of Gerard at Large. I am your ever-humble host, Rich Gerard. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us on the web at gerardatlarge.com, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, also at Gerard at Large, where we encourage you to like us and to follow us because we just want to be loved. Actually, what we really want to do is we want to encourage people to ask questions, and we want to teach you how to do it. And I'm becoming more and more convinced that one of the tools of the bureaucracy is getting the people elected to oversee them to feel stupid about asking questions. And I want to crystallize this in an exchange that took place between Arthur Beaudry and Katie DeRosiers, two school board members in the city of Manchester, last night. In between the recessing of the meeting to go into non-public session and actually getting there, Beaudry made a complaint during the personnel part of the agenda about how he thinks the school board should be involved in an official capacity to interview the finalists for principals' positions. On balance, I agree with that. I can understand why some people would want not to have that happen because, you know, things could, quote-unquote, get political. But the reality of the situation is that principals and teachers are not hired by superintendents. Superintendents make recommendations to the school board on who should fill the positions, and then the school board must vote to accept or reject the recommendation. In other words, the school board, under our constitution in New Hampshire, if I'm not mistaken, must elect teachers and principals to their positions. Now, it's not possible for them to do that with every single teacher. It is, however, very possible, and I believe necessary, for them to be involved with principals. There are only 23 of them in the city. Maybe 22. I forget how many schools we have. And that is not a daunting task. And for the superintendent of schools to merely present who she has chosen through a process where they get whittled down somehow, and then the two or three finalists get presented to the staff and the students and the community of the school in these open public forums, which frankly I find to be trite most of the time. And they have to somehow make sure their answers are pleasing to more people than they're not. You know, I think it's wrong. I mean, last night, two new principals were introduced, the one for Highland Goss Falls and the one for Central High. I'm kind of thinking that before they get introduced to the board as the holders of the new positions, that the board should have had the opportunity, like they were brought to the schools for their community, you know, unveiling and their community interviews and that whole forum kind of stuff. I'm sort of, as we would say on my side of town, side by each with myself, me, about why the school board would not be given the opportunity to interview candidates, since the school board legally must ratify the superintendent's recommendation. I know that if I did not personally have the opportunity to sit to interview, and I'm not just talking about on a one-on-one where I can initiate something, but in a group setting before a board, I would not vote for any nominee that the board did not get a chance to vet, no matter how qualified I thought they were or how good I thought they were. It should not be a surprise to me what I'm getting as a member of the school board. So I agree with Arthur Beaudry on this. Now, the flip side of that is what Katie DeRosier, the newly elected school board member from Ward 11, said, because, you know, she popped Beaudry, saying, well, you were invited, and some of us showed up, and some of us asked questions, and some of us. And it was a real put down to Arthur, and I'm not sure it was entirely misplaced, because Arthur could have gone to the community meetings. But that doesn't take away from his point about the school board being able to go behind closed doors in a non-public session and interview like they did for the superintendent's position. And I heard DeRocher say to Beaudry, well, what makes you qualified to determine who should be hired for these positions? To which I would say back to Committeewoman DeRocher's, what makes you qualified to sit in judgment as to who should be the superintendent? And this idea that elected officials somehow have to be quote-unquote qualified to be able to pass judgment on anything they oversee. Is the mayor or the board of aldermen a police chief? Are they a fire chief? No. Although I'll tell you what, there are members of that board that think they are a police chief, and there are certainly members of that board who think they run the fire department. They're there to do the union's bidding. Just like a certain fire chief, but we don't have time to get into that right now. Does every school board member have to be a teacher who has been through this, that, and the other thing to understand what standards are in curriculum and how the process works? You know, folks, you have to understand what's at play here. As bureaucracies throughout the region at all levels, throughout the country at all levels, these people with alphabet soup after their name, whose intention in many cases it is to make the unqualified rubes who are elected to oversee them intimidated so as to not ask questions, to make them feel stupid, to make them look stupid, to make them sound stupid. It's a ruse to cow the elected officials and to curtail by their own actions their oversight responsibilities. Let me tell you what the value of somebody who is quote-unquote unqualified. Now, Art Beaudry was a fireman. Might be very qualified to sit on the fire commission. Might even be very qualified to sit on the board of aldermen. But what makes Art Beaudry qualified to be a school board member? And, you know, I've had my differences with Art, and it's more in style over substance. He's a complete pain in the neck. But sometimes it's good. Let me explain to you why. And every elected official needs to understand that this is their role. They are not there to do the bidding of the administration or the organizations they oversee. That is not their function, which is why I find so abhorrent what Sarah Ambrosi said after the presentation of the Manchester Academic Standards. These are our gems. These are our core. These are our best of our best. If they say we should do it, we shouldn't question it. We should just do it. That is, in my opinion, the worst thing an elected official can say. What do we need you there for if all you're going to do is rubber stamp everything that the administration or the staff or the so-called experts with alphabet soup after their name say we should do? And when Katie DeRocher says, well, what makes you qualified? That's the point. Let me tell you something, folks. I am not an expert on most of the topics on which I interview people. But people have very kindly, over the time I've been on the air, told me that I am a great interviewer. And they really enjoy it. And you know why? It's because of the questions I ask. And you know what kind of questions I ask? They're not well-researched questions all the time. They're not questions that show I know something about the topic. They're questions that demonstrate that I need to be informed. And so if you are an unqualified elected official dealing with someone you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to, or some people, administration, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm struck by the fact that there's about $500,000 in salary sitting across the table from the Manchester School Board when Livingston, her business administrator, and the two superintendents, assistant superintendents are sitting there, not counting benefits. That's a lot of money. A lot of alphabet soup there after their names. But if I, as someone who allegedly is unqualified and uninformed, can't be expected to ask questions of the allegedly qualified and informed so that I understand what they're doing and why, so I get to put it through the gut check, the smell test, and all of the stuff that I, as an intellectual, thinking, breathing human being, want to know, then why am I there? It sure as hell isn't to say, oh, we pay these people. And this happens on the Board of Aldermen, too. We pay them to be our this, that, or the other thing. We should listen to them. Well, of course you should listen to them, but does that mean you should do everything they say you should do? You have an obligation to put it in layman's terms, to ask those questions that the average citizen might ask. You know why? Because you're an average citizen who's been asked to do a job. Who actually has been granted the opportunity to do a job because you asked to do it. And more people voted for you than the other person who was also asking for the job. Your job is to question. It is to scrutinize. It is to apply your own common sense. It is to apply your own, your own sniff test, your own gut check. It is to see whether or not things ring true when the people you oversee are challenged and caused to defend, support, or otherwise provide evidence that their recommendations are worth your following. And to sit there and have these, it makes you qualified. Getting more votes than the other person makes me qualified. And if I'm not qualified to sit in judgment over who should be a principal, if I'm not qualified, if I somehow don't deserve the opportunity to interview the finalists to know whether or not I actually want to ratify the superintendent's choice, then what, Madam Committee Woman, Katie DeRosiers, who I went to school with, and who I have no personal animus toward, who I actually think is a decent person, what makes you qualified to sit in judgment of anything that happens on the school board, let alone the possibility you might have to choose a superintendent? Because if you can't participate in the process of choosing a principal, why in God's name should you sit in the process of choosing a superintendent? So let's get this straight and let's keep it clear. The elected officials have an obligation to question, to challenge, to demand proof, and to make sure, if nothing else, you know what the number one thing I look for when I push on something? The number one thing I look for is consistency. Consistency in answers, consistency in philosophy, consistency in approach. I look for consistency because my experience tells me where you have inconsistency, you have insincerity. When you have inconsistency, you have a problem. And that's where we caught Common Core. Inconsistencies. So here's the deal to Katie DeRosier. If you don't think you're qualified to interview and make informed decisions on who should be principals or otherwise on other staff, then let me suggest you not run for re-election and make way for someone you think is. And to Art Beaudry, you might be a pain in the neck more often than not and needlessly in many cases, but I would rather have 10 Art Beaudrys who asked, who challenged, who questioned, albeit I'd like to see it done in a different manner, than even one Sarah Ambrosi or Katie DeRosier who seem to think that their purpose there is to do whatever the superintendent wants them to do because, well, after all, they're the qualified ones. Give me a break.
This is Gerard at Large.